When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Previously on Secluded Thoughts.
If you're serious about this, I want you to document your days. Like, jot down all of the activities you do in a day. Study yourself over the next few days or so, next 2-3 days or so. If you're not serious, then don't do it and just continue to feel shocked like time is against you and then complain and then never change. But if you're serious, I want you to seriously document the things that you do. And I don't mean like wake up, brush teeth, comb hair, go to work. No. I mean, document the things that you're doing on a daily basis that's taking up a significant portion of your time. So let's say you're at work and then it's like 8 a.m. and you get on TikTok. And then you look up and it's 8:30. Okay, that's 30 minutes of TikTok. Document that. Then you may have worked for a few hours and then you went back on TikTok. Then you went back to work, but then you went back on TikTok. And you have all these TikTok and social media breaks throughout the day. Look at how much time TikTok is taking you away from your responsibilities. And then you might end the day and say, oh, I just have so much to do. Well, you would have been able to get more done if you weren't on TikTok for so long. And I'm sure if you add up the time you spent on TikTok, it will come to a couple of hours. And in your mind, you think you're on TikTok for maybe 10 minutes, but that 10 minutes is actually 4 or 5 hours a day. Like, you don't have to get down to the granular level of, documenting the exact time down to the minute and second that you do different things. But I want you to document when you start doing other things that are not some of your priorities, like going on TikTok and social media. Or you could check your screen time on your phone and see how long you've been spending on these apps. Because I'm telling you, in your mind, you probably think it's like you wake up, you go to work, you come home and you sleep. You think that's what happens, but that's not what actually happens. Because there's a lot of time you spend checking your phone or maybe watching movies and doing other things. And there's nothing wrong with those things in itself. But if you know you have other things that you need to do that will stress you out if it's not done, but you're doing other things like scrolling on TikTok for 3 hours, then yeah, that's a problem. And then you're going about blaming life and your job and your circumstances, saying, oh, I just don't have enough time to do the things I want. You have the time. You just spend it on TikTok. Like, let me give you some practical examples so you will see what I mean. And I'll use myself as an example. So let's say me in college, right? I remember being in college and complaining about assignments, saying that, you know, I just have so much to do and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's a lot of work because I also worked in college every semester and I went to class. So I would be complaining that I just had no time to do anything and, you know, all these assignments are getting to be too much and blah, blah, blah. But I was also going to hang out with my friends when I should have been doing my assignments and then complaining that college is overwhelming. Or I would go to study sessions with people, friends and classmates, knowing that I will not be productive because I study better when I'm by myself. Like, we all know some of these study sessions are not productive. People will talk, people will waste time. You might spend 10, 15 minutes on the topic, but then most of it is just wasting time. And then you have to factor in the time that you spend commuting to wherever it is y'all decided to meet up. Doing all of that, and you know the study session is not going to help you retain any information if y'all even study at all. You know, like, I would have assignments and then I would go sit in the living room with my friends and try to do it, knowing damn well that even if I get it done, it will probably take me like 3 hours in between talking to them and listening to music and having fun versus the 30 minutes it would have taken me. And there's nothing wrong with trying to have the balance and doing the social life and all of that. There's nothing wrong with seeing your friends and having study sessions. But if you know you are stretched for time, stop doing things that you know is not going to make you productive and is going to take up a significant portion of your time, and then complaining that you don't have enough time, and then complaining that something is just overwhelming or something is just taking up too much of your time, like your job, and that's why you can't do anything else. No, it's the way you are doing these things. It's the distractions that you are allowing into your daily routines that's making you feel overwhelmed. You need to start taking some things off of your to-do list. And then another thing too is, how much time are you spending with people knowing you have things to do and then trying to salvage whatever time is left in the day to get important things done? Like, let's be real, you know? Like, I've seen some people get into relationships and their productivity goes to trash because now everything revolves around that person and spending time with that person and wanting to see that person 24/7. And then you start sabotaging yourself because you know you have things to do. But if somebody texts you like, let's go out, let's hang out, you're on your way. What about the stuff you said you had to do? And then you will get home late or the next day or try to take the work with you and not get it done. And you try to be like salvaging whatever time is left in the day to get the thing done that you know you should have gotten done instead of going to spend time with that person. Nothing wrong with spending time with the person, but if you are unable to say no, knowing you have things to do, you can't be talking about how life is overwhelming when you are allowing these distractions to take you away from your priorities. I want you to really assess your life, and that's why I gave you that exercise of documenting how you spend your time. I want you to really assess your life, your daily routines, not even your routines, just how you spend your days, right? Look at the past week or so, and I want you to tell me, or I want you to answer this question: what are you prioritizing based on the time spent on the things that you do? Not what you think is important. Because you might think your job is important or this activity is important or this goal that you have is important. But when you compare it to how much time you spent going out, for example, or on social media or going on dates or different things, you see that you give more time to those other things that you personally don't prioritize as much as that goal, but then you're going around saying that it's really important for me to achieve this goal. Is it? Because based on how you spend your time, you're not prioritizing it. Like if you say it's very important for me to have a good relationship with my friends and spend more time with my friends, but then you look at how you spent your time this week and all you did was work, like overwork yourself, did not even check in, did not have a call, did not respond to messages, did not watch anybody's TikToks that they sent you. Like little to no communication with your friends, but you say having a friendship is important to you. How you spend your time is not reflecting that. So if your friendships start going to trash, you cannot say, oh, I just have friends who don't understand. You are not giving them anything to work with. And then vice versa, if you say that it is really important for you to try to get a promotion at your job or work on this really important goal that you have, and then based on your time spent, you see that the number one priority in your life is actually your relationship, and the second priority is TikTok, and then the third priority is Netflix, and then that goal is actually number 7 on the list based on how much time you spend doing activities that will help you achieve that goal. Just stop talking about it. Just stop talking about it. Like, just stop talking about it. What do you mean that's important to you and you spend like little to no time trying to achieve it? That's what I'm saying. That's what I realized in the past few months. Like, you can say XYZ is important to you. You can say you want to do something. You can say you want balance in your life. You want to do more things for yourself. But how are you spending your time? What does your time management, what do the things that you spend most of your time doing say about you? What does it say that you actually prioritize? Okay, you want to spend more time on yourself. You want to spend more time, you know, you want to find pockets of time in the day to pour into yourself. And then every time somebody calls you with a minor inconvenience, you're running to their every beck and call. And that's stressing you out, and you're already stressed out. So you're giving all of your energy away and you're not doing anything to pour into your cup. You are not a priority. You don't prioritize yourself. Because if you did, based on your personal preferences, you would set time aside to do different things to pour into yourself. Like maybe watch a movie, go to the nail salon, get a massage, get a facial, take yourself out to eat, order food, put your phone on do not disturb and don't answer any messages, take yourself out on a date. You would be doing different things to pour into yourself if you are actually a priority. But based on the way you spend your time, you are not a priority. You are telling yourself, based on your actions, based on what you invest your time, which is your most valuable resource, that you are not a priority. How are you spending your time? What are you actually prioritizing based on time spent versus what you think is important? Thanks for tuning in to this week's recap. If you enjoyed that snippet, make sure you check out the full episode listed in the title and the description. And tune in every week on Tuesdays and Thursdays for more recaps. Also, if you know someone who needs to hear this, make sure you share this episode with them. Or if you would like to share it with your followers, because maybe you think a few people who follow you should probably hear it for whatever reason, screenshot the episode and share it on your Instagram story and tag me at secluded.thoughts. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you subscribe and leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you listen. And I will talk to you on the next episode.